WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike. WSHF 567.
Morning time out there, Sam. Yeah, I just woke up today. Just now. Late start.
Happy all that, I did.
No Paul or Charlie out here this morning?
You're the first voice I've heard this morning, but Paul was on the other one already.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then there's the other Paul that's out here from Shelby Township. He's out here too as well. Well, let me take a standby here for a minute and I grab some coffee.
Four, talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, grab some coffee. It's a good thing to do. Grab some coffee.
Well, good morning. I got up late this morning, so I'm getting a late start. I'll be right back, guys. WRW49 when we stand by.
There's probably a lot of people that need some extra beauty sleep. Don't feel alone. SHM 738, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Have a good day. I'm listening.
What are you listening to?
Both in the news.
Sleep would help beauty. I would need to be probably in a coma. You and me both, brother. Good morning, Charlie. Morning, everyone. WSBT 754, Dragon Feet. Did you call in sick yesterday? No, but I wanted to. Alright, very good. Yeah, I don't blame you. Mondays. I hate Mondays. Yeah, me too. And, they don't like the idea of me calling in sick. They'd rather I come to work. Yeah, I get it. I don't take much time off myself, to tell you the truth. I usually have a surplus of sick hours and vacation hours, so I'm not a guy that spends it right and left, you know what I mean? And I kind of bank it. Yeah, they get a little nervous when some of us senior people don't come in. They think the world's going to crash. My idea is everything will be there when I get back. Yeah, I hear ya. Sam, what's on your agenda today?
Yeah, call Wasteland Park, Wasteland Ambulance, up in Bedtown. You know, I got a wheel turn out there waiting on parts with two other things. So if parts come in, that's what I'll be doing.
Okay. If I remember, the weather hasn't changed. They think today is the last nice day. I mean, there's still some okay days, but I think as far as being in the 70s, it's downshifting. Yeah, that's what I hear. It's supposed to be a good drop. And I'm still not ready for it, man. I've been getting used to this nice weather. Well, that's my problem with Michigan. The crappier weather goes on too long, right? I'd rather be down south somewhere where the winters are a couple months shorter. You know, this is the time of year I keep wondering why I moved back up north. Go ahead.
Morning time there, Charlie.
Morning, Mike. Yeah, I didn't turn this thing on at all yesterday. Too foggy in the head.
That's okay. Because by the time I got out yesterday, it would have already been past past, you know, the range.
Yeah, I had that Monday morning face all day long yesterday. Really didn't want to come in. Today's not much better. Well, this helps. I mean, I don't know for you. For me, it's payday week, so at least there's a little glimmer of sunshine in it all. Payday's awesome. That's in my weak spot, so I'll be back. I'm going to go behind the moon.
No, I'd rather just get paid every week.
Yeah, we used to get paid weekly until this new outfit came and decided every other week was better. Damn, the place didn't burn down last night. I guess I'll have to go in. Well, maybe they needed this for more of those cylinders like that place in 15 in Grosbeck did a couple years ago.
That's like right around the corner from my house. I literally, like, I'm surprised that they had no fallout from that, any shrapnel pieces in my yard, because some of my neighbors did.
Yeah, is that guy in jail today?
Yeah, he's in prison. As far as I know, he tried to flee out of the country through New York, but they caught him in time, just before he was heading back to the Middle East. But that wasn't the only place. I mean, he had other select distributor, warehouses with the same problem.
You know what we're talking about, right, Charlie? Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That's just up the road from me. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well, if someone hadn't have died, maybe the guy wouldn't have been in so much trouble, but someone died, so you know he's in big trouble.
Yeah, and it was one of those illegally stored cylinders that went flying like a missile, and I think kitty corner from the place hit a guy in the head at a gas station and killed him, I think, if I have it right.
17-year-old kid who was just an innocent bystander. You know, and then, of course, the firefighter that got injured when the cylinder went through the windshield of the fire truck. He got impaled, but he survived. He's okay.
And I don't know if you know this, Charlie, but this here repeater was active during that thing, and people were trying to get people in closer to get a better perspective in detail of what was going on. They were sending them into the battlefield right here on this repeater.
Oh, my God. I didn't have my license then. You've got to be a special kind of stupid, man, to go towards that.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was hearing it as it was going on. I mean, I think they actually shut down this repeater during that, at that point. Yeah, I kind of remember it. Crazy. I didn't have my license neither, so. But I was listening. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Sam?
I'm good, man. I'm smoking one and getting ready to make the coffee. Charlie, I'm Sam out of Warren. Nice to meet you.
Yep, we exchanged pleasantries, I think, last week, Sam. Good to hear you, bud.
Yeah, I'm still a newbie at this, so, you know, I know Mike and I know Deuce, you know, from elsewhere. I don't really know anybody else, so. It'll be hard for me to keep it in my mind that we met already. But, WSHF 567 for ID purposes. You have a good day. I'm that quiet.
Right, Sam,
I have a name.
WSBT754. I'm in my parking spot. Go in and make my coffee and see what kind of disaster's happening for the day. Mike, I'll be hollering for you a little later on this afternoon. Y'all have a good day. WSBT754.
All right. Good morning, Charlie. Mike.
Yeah, we'll catch you. Later, Charlie. What did you say? I thought your name was Paul. Anyway, yeah, that guy, he's done for. You know, it took the EPA and the other organizations like almost a year to clean that thing up.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, anytime you're dealing with chemicals, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And I don't doubt he's got quite a bill dug up from this, too. Usually they, in a case like this, they usually attribute all those costs to the guy who is to blame for all this. So I bet he's got a pretty hefty bill.
Robert Cannon, the former Clinton Township supervisor, said he was going to stick it to him. And he was going to make him pay dearly because I guess it cost Clinton Township a lot of money and resources, you know, to clean that up. Well, to try and put it out and all that stuff and the damages to the fire truck and other businesses in the area,
I'm sure it's an insane amount of money just for the police and fire and, you know, during the event, right? Crazy. Forget all the damage for a minute. I mean, just the expense of the firefighters and the police coordination when it was actually going on. Not to mention all the other stuff, the aftermath, you know, different agencies coming in, like you said, the EPA. They're not doing that stuff for free. They will pass the bill on to you.
He's probably looking at $1 million in cleanup costs.
That he was. Oh, wait, I forgot, DOT, they had the, and state police, they had to shut down Grosbeck, and they had to send in, the EPA was there, the Michigan DEQ, they were there too as well with the EPA, and there was a few others. So he was looking at over $1 million in fines and costs.
I remember listening here, and I mean all the different stories early on. It was a train wreck, you know. It was literally they thought it was a train that you know got derailed or something. I mean, I remember hearing it all. Right here, you could tune in locally, right here.
Trust me, I remember. Because I was sitting with, somebody in the Consumers Energy parking lot, watching and listening. I'm like, geez. Yeah, that was back when Don was still alive on this one.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. I've met him a few times, so yeah.
It's a shame all the wrong ones keep passing away.
Yeah, crazy stuff. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. I mean, he was kind of like a Dave in a way. But at least Don, you know, had a point to everything, and it made sense. And yeah, he was like, you know, he was out here 24/7 as well. But anyway.
All right. Well, that's all I know. It's going up to 73 today.
I didn't hear what the high was going to be, but I can always ask my, Alexa TV thing.
I think it's supposed to be somewhere in the mid-70s. I don't know, 75, 73, 76, something like that. I forget. I'm saying 72 today.
And my TV just said partly sunny, a high of 70, and a low of 50 tonight.
Better enjoy it, because it ain't going to be no more. soon. It's going to be cold, cold, cold.
Yep. Seemed like it was just yesterday I was lifting 16 yards of dirt in, man, does time fly.
Got a workout on that one.
Yeah, 16 yards of dirt is a lot of dirt, all by shovel and wheelbarrow.
You got a workout.
Had a sore back for a little bit after that one. In fact, I think it was pointed out by somebody once. And I walk like an old man. Hint, hint.
Yeah. I got it. You know what you could have done? You could have, like, tied a pallet to your zero turn, and you could have just, you know, drug that dirt around that way with some weights on top of it and use it as a drag and level out the ground that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was not that big of a deal. It was a lot of dirt. Trust me. A lot of dirt.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, well, you guys have a good one. I'm about to make my stop here. I'm going to sit at the counter and get me a bagel, I think, today with a coffee and then get on my way here. So I'm just about at my stop here. So we'll talk to you later. Sam, Mike, have a good one. WSHM 738. I'll be listening out.
I'm the cop. You have a good day, Paul. WSHF 567. I'm monitoring. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49. Are you still going to be in here, Sam?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. What time are you leaving out today, Mike?
Well, if I told you, then all my hecklers would have to, you know when and where.
Here's one for you. Do you do multiple clients in a day, or do you stay with the same client each day? I mean, each day is different, I get that, but, like, when you're out on a job, is it only one client, or do you deal with multiple clients in a day?
It depends. You know, it all depends on the day. So, I mean, I have my regulars, and then I have, of course, the fill-ins that I do on top of the regulars. But no one's ever in the same spot, you know. That's what's nice about it, you know. You get to move around.
Yeah, 10-4. All right, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah, it's like today, for instance, you know, they got me out in Ray. I got a fill-in for somebody. So I'll be right there in, what is that, like, 27 in Romeo Plank, somewhere in there.
All right, so. So, yeah, I mean, if you had to do the same thing day in and day out, it would kind of get boring, I guess, like an assembly line. I think, yeah, it's better that you're doing things different, you know, and you get to, you know. Yeah, I get it. It mixes things up.
No, I still have my regulars. Okay, they, you know, I still have to go to them. But I always do, you know, fill-ins for other people. You know, so I'm doing essentially double duty, but that's all right. The money's good. I'm not complaining.
No, I wouldn't either, you know. I told you before I had to go about your profession, and I couldn't. Just because I can pick a small engine don't mean I can change somebody's diaper or help them go to the bathroom. No, thank you.
It's more than just that, you know, Minister Med transferring. Thank God for a lawyer. That helps a lot. You know, I usually don't like doing clients that don't have a lawyer, but if it's something simple, you know, it doesn't require a lot of heavy lifting, you know, I'll take it. But, you know, yeah, sometimes, man, you get into some situations where it's like, well, this is going to require a two-person lift assist because, man, there's no way. I mean, he's got no lawyer. That makes it worse.
Right, Joe, I get it if you like pulling an engine out without an engine point. I get it, no, totally. Yeah. That's a lot of weight trying to pick somebody up that's dead weight, you know? I've been there before.
Yeah, and a lot of times the gate belt isn't always your friend, you know. That's a transfer belt that you put around their waist so you can lift them up and transfer them from the bed to the chair. There's times where that's, you know, it's like, oh, man, you know. But, no, everything's all good.
He's an assembly line working like a robot. You know, I don't regret my decision of not going to Chrysler's right out of high school. You know, I had four cousins that were working there after my uncles got them in. And my uncles were shoes there. So all I had to do was put my application in. They told me to put on an application at 10-2. And I would have been in like my cousins, but I chose a different path. I didn't want to work like a robot.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You know, my uncle did that, you know, for years at one truck. You know, it's, and get an opportunity to move up, you know, and get off the line and, you know, become a skilled tradesman, but he chose not to, you know. He figured he liked his job the way it was, and that was it.
Some people like doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Not me. I like to change it up and keep it different. Choosing what I chose to do in life, you know, I've done a lot of different jobs. And I don't really call this work. This is just tinkering, basically. I just go with my hands and, you know, I happen to make a little bit of money doing it. Good for me.
Copy that. Yeah, I do a lot of that too, you know, as a hobby. Work on stuff too. If I know what's wrong with it and I don't want to spend the money on it, I just strip it down and throw it out. You know, if it's worth saving, then I'll keep it.
Well, it's a blessing to have skills other than, you know, your nursing skills. I'll call it nursing skills, but it's basically what it is. You know, I got one skill, small engine technician. I used to be a car technician. I do that.
My vehicle right now,
I don't know.
I didn't know this, but
I like being in the bathroom. I like being in the bed. That's over. I'm still a dad. So I'll call him. The really great job. Best job in the world.
Fail on me, and it's causing, you know, blow-by. So when I start the engine, you know, a little bit of, you know, a blow-by comes out and whatnot. So in order to change the PCB breather, they're saying you got to swap out the valve cover because it's all integrated. I'm like, well, you just can't pop off the breather on top and put a new one on? No, it don't work that way. Yeah, because every now and then, you know, I'll get this blow-by, and I'm like, well, what the heck? I mean, you know, I'm not losing compression, and the thing doesn't even have 200,000 miles on it, so I don't understand it. So I was digging deeper into it and did some research, and that's when I discovered they're notorious for, you know, when the PCV breather gets clogged and it can't breathe, well, it'll throw oil through the PCV, you know, tube and then back into the intake throttle body.
Yep, 10-4. That happens.
But, yeah. I don't know. Still runs anyway. I mean, I'll just take it in and have them put a new valve cover on it and change the spark plugs.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at my van, and you can do the back-free spark plugs. Everything in the back you can do, front three, the intake is going to come on, or the quantum.
Now, that's a bummer. Yeah, there's always something. At least my V8, you know, it's pretty easy to get at, you know, as far as, like, the coil packs and spark plugs, and the valve cover is pretty easy to remove. I just don't feel like doing it, you know. I could do it, I just don't feel like it. I just figured I'd take it to someone, and they'll have it done in no time.
Well, no, I get it. There's a lot around here that needs to be done. I'd rather pay somebody to do it than do it myself.
Like, I got a weed whacker now, I picked up another one. It's got no compression, but it's got good parts. So I'm like, I'm not going to pour any money into this thing. It's not worth it. So I just figured, well, strip it down and take what's good off of it and then chuck the rest out.
Right. Yeah, I got one locked up. I stripped down and threw it in the scrap pile.
It looks like brand new, and then I'm like, so I put some gas in it, and I went to start it, and I'm like, oh, I can see why. Man, this thing's awfully easy to pull. So I took the spark plug out, put my finger in the hole, and pulled the cord, and I'm like, man, there's like nothing. So they must have, you know, ran it dry or ran it without any oil, or they didn't put enough oil mix in and burned it up.
I don't know if you know this point, but if you go to the parkstreet.com and you look up like a weed whacker with the model number and you find it, let's just say your jug is $95 online, you know, at parkstreet.com. Your ring would be like, it's just to get everything, it'd be like $50. But if you go to put that number in the Amazon, or, you know, a Google search, and it come up on Amazon, you can find the parts like half the price.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, I wasn't going to put no money into it anyway. I mean, it's just figured I'd strip it down and save the carburetor the primer valve and the gas tank and everything else in between is all, like, brand new. And the brake shaft attachment, so, and just chuck the rest out.
Well, for example, I got a full-on chainsaw that was given to me, and it was a carburetor. The carburetor is like $80. It's only $20 on Amazon.
What kind of carburetor is it? Is it Zama or Walbro?
Oh, I didn't look at the brand. I just looked at the carburetor.
One of the two, though.
Usually you could tell by the style of the carburetor who the manufacturer is, just by the way it looks. I mean, I could tell you without even having to, you know, to look at it, really. I could tell you, like, basically, yeah, I could tell the difference. If the names were off on it, I could still tell you, you know, the difference, just by the way it looks.
Alright, I believe it's the Walboro in my head.
Yeah, because Walboro usually has like a square plate, you know, where the diaphragm goes, and then usually the Zama will have like a plate, but it's more like rounded on the edges. And the one for Walboro is usually like square, and the edges are like, you know, they're sharp.
I believe the other difference is, if I remember correctly, the bottom of the diaphragm only has two or three screws in it, where the other one has four screws in it, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, too. Yeah. Now, if you come into a situation where you find a TK carburetor, TK used a, like a piston type, like butterfly. You know, so when you hit the throttle, this piston would move up and down to let air and fuel, and that one there, that brand of carburetor, they're out of business, so trying to find parts for that is like almost impossible. I did find parts online, but it's very rare.
Yeah, some of these older machines are very hard to get parts for these days. I'll give you that. WSHF 567 for ID purposes.
WRWB 49. Yeah, I was online and I looked it up and I'm like, wow, I actually found parts for this thing. I acquired one of those, I think I told you that a still brush cutter with the handlebars on it and the strap. Yeah, my neighbor was getting rid of it because he said that, it doesn't want to run good. Well, I can see why. It's leaking. You know, the diaphragm's got a hole in it. And it's leaking out the bottom of the TK brand has like I guess you call it like a release valve on the bottom of the diaphragm plate. And it's leaking out through that O-ring and through the diaphragm. But it still runs. It just drips as you're using it.
Yep, 10-4. I don't use anything to make sure it's good. Yeah, I don't know, man. I got a lot of work here. Coffee. What time do you need to see?
You must be moving because you're cutting out. I think you said something about what time am I leaving, correct?
I didn't realize it was that much of a drop by moving just that little bit. I'm sure you can hear me now. My signal looks good. Yeah, what time are you leaving today?
Around 9 today. Today's a later start.
Probably on a later start. Jump off four more things and then just cut the bed up. Cut the bed up.
like if that guy or not.
Yeah, it's hard to make that out. You must have moved again, and yeah, that diesel engine noise that's in the background was kind of covering up your signal.
No, I'm exactly in the same spot. There is no noise. I don't know what you're hearing, but I'm in the same spot. I'll go back to the bedroom as soon as I get the coffee made.
You were good that time. No, but there's a underlying noise that comes in with you, you know, on the Detroit repeater. And if you're a weaker station, of course, you know, that background noise is going to be more prevalent and, you know, take over your audio.
So is it something playing games?
No. It's just there's underlying interference that's messing with the repeater. It happens. It's a it comes and goes.
I'm back in my spot for a second. Can you hear me good now?
What's up there, Sam? I think you said, can you hear me better now? Yeah, I can.
I said my friend from CAPEX is coming to get his four-wheeler today to bring me a bunch of parts today and get that done. You're leaving at 8 or 9. That's good. Hopefully your day isn't too back-wrenching.
It'll be all right. I think there was somebody else trying to get in there. Go ahead. I'll take a standby here for a minute.
About 3D printing, because I've got the charts in it, and I'm not going to have any left, and if I do, it's going to be great. WRWC332. Now, once the migration is over, it should be pretty...
WB 49, and we're back. We're standing by.
WFF 330 monitor.
WFFT 902 972. You got that?
WSFT 902 973, you got it on?
Yeah, no response. 973, WSFT 902. Listening.
7-6R-566-W-C-844. You got copy?
Good morning, everybody. This is the WSDP-257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WRZX-218, listening.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
I'm sorry, say that again, I had to volume down.
Copy that. How are you reading me now? 6-7-6-9-0.
Hold on, I got your mother on the phone. Hold on. Sorry about that, 7-9-2. 972, sorry about that, WRVV back to you.
Yes, sir. You're top real jockey. I'm off 94 and Van Dyke.
Yeah, it shouldn't be choppy. I'm on 8 Mile Road, heading west on 8 Mile Road, on the Warren side.
Okay, copy that. A little bit better there. I am traveling southbound on Van Dyke, so... Three should be good. I'm going to check. I'm going to switch over to my other ones soon when I get,
I'll just
stationary a little bit there, copy.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, then, I just wanted to make sure we have good communications there. Declining 8 Mile Road, westbound 8, and I'll be talking to you. WRVV 690, listening on Detroit repeater.
Copy that, 690, WSFA 972,
Detroit. Alright, be advised, it sounds like you're slightly off frequency. So, when you do get a chance, check your step on your HD. Sound like you may be a slightly off frequency.
Yeah, copy that, will do. WRVV 690, WSFA 972.
Hey, roger that. Now you sound like, you're sounding Lima Charlie, 5x5. Yeah, I'm northbound 75 at this time. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, copy that. I had to change the radio and add the AB771. I don't know what's wrong with this other one, but I will be checking it out when I get time tonight. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm in for Royal Oak, so, oh boy, traffic out here is on the Looney Tunes side.
Yeah, copy that. I know the feeling there. I'm hitting those expressways in the mornings and every day are terrible.
Copy that. Yeah, it's getting scary just to do the speed limit. I'm up here doing the speed limit, the right thing, and people try to run me out right off the road there.
Yeah, they tried to get me the same way the other day off eastbound Davidson. These guys racing cut right in front of me, but it's a good thing that someone taught me how to drive at 12 years old. Roger.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be. I think that guy is still learning now the new type of drivers.
Yeah, roger that there. Yeah, I got a lot of people ask me how long I've been driving, so I tell them where it came from, and they say, wow, especially after I tell them my age. So, you know.
Yeah, roger that. Roger, roger. Now I've dropped down to 62 miles an hour on northbound 75. I got 0.3 miles to go before I get off the freeway.
That's a roger. Okay, I'm here off for Warren area, Seminole area here in front of the nephew's house. Oh, I'm getting feedback from my receiver, my transmitter. Okay, turn the radio down here. Yeah, waiting on him to get off work. He should be on his way back from Taylor. You know, he's still out there wall side there.
Copy that. I'm on here with this this crazy runabout here on 14 mile road. Roundabout. This is one crazy feat of engineering here. Wow. Who came up with this idea?
Someone with a bad dream.
Somebody that the mind was twisted, they had too many drinks. Because this is crazy. I see. Oh, okay. I'm following the GPS anyway, so.
Yeah, copy that. Okay, I'm going to take this here run, and I'll contact you when I settle in a little bit here. WSFA 972, clear and standing by on your final.
Roger, then. I'll be listening. WRVV 690, listening.
Copy that.
WRVP 690, be out of the mobile.
Copy 690, 972, let me know when you get back in there.
Roger that. WRVV 690,
back into the room. Copy that, 690. WSFA 972, standing by.
Okay, you probably wouldn't want it. It's a duplex. Or whatever they call these double homes there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, 972.
Go ahead, 692.
Hey, you're back on that same HT that was bad before?
That's a negative. I switched over.
Stand by, 972.
Copy that. Standing by.
Yeah, sorry about that, 792. I'm sorry, 972. Sorry about that. Come on back, WRVV 690.
Yes, sir. I copy. I'm rolling again here, so.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I'm heading east on 14 miles. I'll be making that stop at Sterling Heights, 14 and Van Dyke.
Yeah, copy that. You got you loud and clear there, by the way.
Yeah, must be a good spot there, not a blind spot, must be a real good spot, cabin on 14 here, just crossing John Iron.
Roger that. They gotta be good, I'm Forrest and McClellan.
Roger, roger.
Yes, sir. So I'll be standing by and monitoring here if someone else gets in here. So. sounds like someone wants to clack a clack around here, so I'll be standing by WSFA 972, turning the channel.
Copy that. WRVV 690 listening.
Copy that.
At my destination here, I'll be going in. I'll let you know when I'm there.
WSFA 972, clear and standing by. Copy 690, WSFA 972.
Copy that 972.
Got everything taken care of?
Yeah, roger that. Heading back to the garage. A long time ago, the chicken van, we used to say, heading back to the barn. Now I guess we'll be headed back to the garage.
Yeah, roger that. Should be heading back to the fort in the next couple of hours myself.
Yeah, roger that. You must be coming in Lima, Charlie.
Yeah, copy that. I'm in motion here now. Southbound Gratiot, towards Harper.
Okay, copy that.
Yeah, roger that. 690, let me get down here real quick and I'll get back with you in the next 10 minutes there. WSFA 972, clearing standing by.
Roger that, 972. WRPV 690 listening. WRVV 690,
I got mobile. I got 690, WSFA 972.
Roger that, at the garage.
Roger that.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
We
WSJF 896, WSET 257, you out there? Call again, WSJF 896, WSET 257. How are you listening? Nothing heard from WSJF 896, this is WSET 257, going to be clear monitoring.
WSHR 566
on the air, Myron. WSBT 754, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49. WSBT 754, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49 calling.
WSHR 566. Is that you, WSBN 993?
No. I was calling for WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 489.
Copy that.
Hey, good afternoon to you, sir. Hope you're having a good day.
WSBT 754.
Just copy on WSH 566.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just says I'm probably a little choppy into the repeater.
Yeah, copy that.
WRWB 489, WSBT 754.
Come on, Charlie. I was calling for you earlier, but I figured, you probably haven't gotten out of work yet.
Yeah, do the punch out thing right at 3:30.
Roger, yeah, just... let's see. On my way to another assignment.
Yeah, working late today, huh?
Yeah, just going in for somebody for, you know, a couple hours.
Hopefully it's somewhere close.
Hey, did you call Emmett Close?
Oh, that's a little bit out of your way.
I just came from Ray Township, so.
You're out there close to my old stomping grounds. I went to school in Yale.
Okay. Yeah, just, you know, right there by, what is that, M-19 Bridge Road on Amway City Highway.
I know where you're at. Well, it looks like this is the last of our good weather from what I hear. It's going to be kind of chilly tomorrow.
I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me none. All my life.
The older I get, the more I hate cold weather, man.
Bones don't like it, you know, due to the fact that bursitis and arthritis, but
you know, it is what it is. I still enjoy it. You'll see me out there with a hoodie on, gloves on, and be zipped up. You know,
yeah, you're getting a bit choppy, Mike. Don't know where you're at. Might be getting the end of your line there.
How about now?
Yeah, that was better. Well, I just got told that I'm buying dinner for everybody at Texas Roadhouse on Saturday. Yay me.
That sounds good.
Yeah, my favorite granddaughter's going to be home from school this afternoon. She's off for her fall break, so she wants to go out to eat dinner at Texas Roadhouse Saturday before she goes back.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in a while.
Yeah, it's been a few minutes since I've been there. And it's a lot better than where we've been going to that Field House there in Marysville, and I'm not too impressed with their food.
The one on Gratiot?
Yeah, right there in town of Marysville. It's more of a, I don't know, more like bar food, but their food ain't that great, man. The last couple times we've been there, I was not impressed.
Yeah, copy. Last restaurant my wife and I went out to was Finn's in New Baltimore. That's pretty good. I mean, you're going to spend a pretty penny, but, I mean, you get what you pay for. I mean, you know, it's fine dining. It's not, you know, your local Albanian or Greek diner. On Orange.
Yeah, my wife and I don't go out a whole lot, and when we do, we always end up at a chain restaurant. We never really go to anywhere unique, you know. It's always, you know, some chain restaurant. It gets kind of old after a while. You gotta get stepping out and check out some other places.
It's like every once in a while I like to go to that one there on Military. It's called, it used to be called Powers Diner, now it's Nicky D's. They got some really good food there.
I know what you're talking about. I was never there when it was Powers, and I wish I was. I like that old diner look to it. I haven't been up there in a while, man. I rarely ever get to Port Huron. I live right there by it, but I rarely go north, more north than my house.
That pizzeria downtown right there on, it's like kitty corner across the street from Powers. They, like Italian and pizzeria. It's pretty good. And you're going to spend a pretty penny, but it's worth it.
That's not Bella Bella or something like that, is it?
What's that? I can hear you.
That place ain't called the Bella Bella or something like that, is it?
What it might. It could be. I just know it's on like the east side, you know, and as you're going north on, what is it, Main Street?
Are all their pizzas vegetarian? I think I know the place. There's a guy that has a pizza place up there, but I think it's all vegetarian pizzas, so if it is, I probably haven't been there.
Never went to a pizzeria that sells halal pizza. What are you thinking, Chaldean or Muslim?
I didn't say Allah or whatever. It's vegetarian. I think it's all vegetarian pizzas.
Well, a pizza isn't a vegetarian pizza. That's what they call it. Or the Muslims, that's what they call it. It's halal. You know, it's all vegetables, no meat.
How do you make a pizza without pepperoni, man? It's just, it's not natural.
Oh, man. You know, my wife one day, she made one of these cauliflower crust pizzas. And it had meat on it. It was pretty good. I mean, for what it was. You know, at first I thought I wasn't going to be hip to it, but then I'm like, you know what, now I'll give it a try. It wasn't that bad.
Normally when we get a pizza, it's from Italia's there in Marysville, small mom and pop place. Every now and then, if I feel lazy, I'll get it from Hungry Howie, but most times, if we're going to get a pizza, I get it from Italia's.
Yeah, copy. Never been there.
Right across from the high school and the football stadium. I mean, literally, right there.
What was that, like, Wadhams and Gresham or something?
Oh, no, no, it's right there in town. It's at Huron in Michigan.
Talking like over towards the watermark. All right.
But right before you get to the city park, where the high school and the fire department, police station and all that's right there.
I have an idea. No, it's been a while since I've been up that way. But, at least in that part of town.
Yeah, it's a nice little pizza place. Like I said, it's a mom and pop joint. Pizzas are pretty reasonable. They're actually really good. Better than the chain restaurant ones, obviously. Prices are okay. You know, I like supporting, you know, local people. They've been there for a long time.
Yeah, copy that.
Man, I got some good traffic today, man. There was no slowdown at all after Shook. I'm already up to coming up New Haven Road.
Lucky, eh?
That must have got a good head start. WSBT 754.
WRWB 49. Well, I'm going to step on out of here. I got to get some gas, so I will catch you later. Catch you in the AM.
Hey, Mike, catch you in the morning, man. Drive safe. WSBT 754.
Catch you. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSFC 973, you got it on? Sir Dave.
973, you got it on? WSHR 566 WSU844, you got copy?
WSHR 566. You got the radio on?
Yeah, go ahead, WST. Yeah, go ahead, 844.
Yeah, I just got off of work. How you doing, Kevin?
All right.
Yeah, roger, roger. Don't know if it's a repeater or my radio. It just doesn't sound too good out there.
Radio or your radio?
Oh, it's my radio. The handheld. I'm in Kelly's car.
You don't sound too bad.
Yeah, copy. It's a radio or this is one of my older file things, so my newer one backed away from
Yeah, you are going in and out.
Yeah, roger, roger. So let's try the radio.
Now you just talked and you came in perfect.
Yeah, copy that. So did you hear any more about the incident on 24 Mile?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to anybody, but I know whose house it was and who it was. But I don't want to say over the railways. I'll let you know later.
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, Kelly's calling me, so I'm going to get back with you a little later, all right? WFTU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
WSHR 566, clear. Talk to you later, Sherman. Have you safe going home.
566 at 844 WSDH 380 down in Hazel Park. That incident on 44 Mile Road was just on the news.
Yeah, copy that.
Identified the victim and said he is going to survive. WSDH 380 back on the site.
WIUG 188,
copy. WSFA 972, listening. 972, go over to the other one. I'll meet you down there.
Copy that. Turn the channel.
Yeah, roger that. You must have heard me calling, didn't know which one. You still hanging out there, or are you about ready to give it up? Roger that. Okay. I'll be out here. I'll be listening on this one here. I heard Jack on the other one, and that just made me sick. Yeah, roger that. Okay, I'll be in Warren. Probably sitting somewhere in the park or across from the park.
WRXQ 888 monitoring.
Station 793. WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
RWV 489 from WSHM 738, over.
WRVV 690, WSFA 972. No copy on 690, WSFA 972, clear.
WSKC 956 monitoring.
This is WSHY363 Mole coming out of Ann Arbor. Anybody still awake out there?
WSTH380 Hazel Park monitoring.
Thank you.